Mark Seals at the piano, beginning our Jazz Northwest today from 88.5 KPLU. That comes from Mark Seals' latest edition, American Songs, Volume 3, Place and Time. And the song, of course, is probably known to most hearing it there, Wichita Lineman, written by Jimmy Webb, who was just at Jazz Alley a week or two ago, performing at Jazz Alley. Mark Seals had a faculty concert last night in Meany Theater at the University of Washington with some of these same folks. Fred Hamilton on guitar, Jeff Johnson bass, Gary Hobbs on drums. Mark Seals at the piano and Wichita Lineman. I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our weekly survey of the regional jazz scene. Today we're going to be examining some of the music that's available in and around Seattle and elsewhere around the Pacific Northwest. We have a brand new recording next up from bass player and composer Eric Hollander with some of his friends. We'll also be listening to some music from Ingrid Jensen and Steve Tressler, who have a very interesting gig coming up at the Royal Room we'll tell you about. First up, here is Eric Hollander from a brand new CD he just sent us, and he says that the music in this CD is inspired by some of the performances leading up to the recording at the Sea Monster, the Musiquarium, and Naked City, and he says it's a good reflection of those shows in the scene revolving around the Owl and Thistle's Tuesday night jams. Eric Hollander is on bass and composer of this tune. You'll also hear from alto saxophonist Brian Smith. Jeremy Shannock is the drummer, and Ari Joshua on guitar, and Tim Kennedy on piano. And it's a Seattle song named for a place that probably got some action during this past sunny week. It's called Golden Gardens. Thank you. Beautiful composition by Ingrid Jensen from the album by the Steve Tressler Group Center Song. That was the title piece, which was composed by Ingrid Jensen and played by Steve Tressler on tenor, Ingrid on trumpet, Don Clement piano, Chris Spencer guitar, John Hamer bass, and Steve Korn on drums, making up the group. Beautiful piece of music and nicely done. Steve Tressler and Ingrid Jensen are coming up for a couple of performances in a tribute to Kenny Wheeler, which takes place March 1st and 2nd at the Royal Room in Seattle. And we're going to be recording that one for NPR's Jazz Night in America, so I hope you can turn out for that and join us there at the Royal Room March 1st and 2nd. Eric Hollander, the bass player, heard before that from his new album Seabop, which is a collection of his own compositions, played by Eric Hollander on bass with Brian Smith on alto sax and Ari Joshua guitar, pianist Tim Kennedy, and drummer Jeremy Shannock. And the tune we heard titled Golden Gardens, truly a Seattle tune from Eric Hollander. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, coming to you from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Let's take a look at a few things on a jazz calendar this afternoon. Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra is playing over at the Kirkland Performance Center with Annette Cohen, the clarinet soloist with the orchestra. We're recording this concert, and we'll be broadcasting it on a future Jazz Northwest show, so be sure to be listening for that. We'll have some highlights on. Fairly Honest Jazz Band plays this afternoon at 3 at Tula's. Jim Cutler's Jazz Orchestra plays there tonight at 7:30. The Seattle Jazz Ed Group plays at Garfield High School at 5:30. Stanley Jordan, Charnette Moffett, and Jeff Tane Watts join together in a group featuring Pharoah Saunders at Jazz Alley for the final time in the current run tonight. Monday night, Devon Lewis Limited Edition plays at Tula's. Fog, four former members of Obrador play at Rhythm and Rye in Olympia, and Christian McBride Trio will be playing on Tuesday and Wednesday at Jazz Alley. Tom Varner and Friends play at the Chapel on Wednesday, and Reynolds Clave Gringa will be at Tula's on Thursday, and L.A. crooner Steve Tyrell will be at Jazz Alley Thursday through Sunday next week. Mark Elf Trio is playing a series of gigs in the area. He's playing Portland Jazz Festival on Tuesday night, and then he'll be at Western Washington University in Bellingham for a solo concert in the afternoon and at the Whatcom Jazz Music Arts Center in the evening, and then on Thursday in Tacoma at Hotel Murano, and on Friday night at Boxley's in North Bend. So he is bouncing around the area and playing a bunch of gigs this coming week. Fine guitarist Mark Elf from New York. Stephanie Porter will be at Tula's on Friday night. Joe Doria Trio swings at the Musiquarium on Friday night. Joe Doria is the poster boy on the current issue of Earshot Jazz. And Overton Berry Ensemble plays at Egan's on Saturday night. Travis Ranney Quartet is at Boxley's, and Bill Anschel Trio will be playing at Tula's. Also going on this week, the University of Idaho's Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival runs Wednesday through Saturday in Moscow, Idaho, and the Portland Jazz Festival is continuing through next weekend. We'll have more about that in just a few moments. Here's a tune from an album by Stefan Harris and Blackout. Stefan Harris is going to be playing on Wednesday at the University of Idaho's Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival in Moscow, Idaho. This comes from an album titled Urban Us. Stefan Harris on vibes is heard here with Mark Carey on Fender Rhodes and other keyboards, Ben Williams on bass, Therion Gully at the drums, also a composer of this tune, Casey Benjamin's on alto sax, and Mark Vinci on bass clarinet in a tune titled Tanctified. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's guitarist Mark Elf from his latest recording. Mark Elf returns 2014 after a brief pause of a little time since his last album. Mark Elf is a New York-based guitarist who's going to be making a swing through the Northwest this coming week. We heard him here in one of his own compositions titled A Little Ditty, playing with David Hazeltine on piano, Peter Washington bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. Mark Elf on guitar. He's going to be playing in the Portland Jazz Festival on Tuesday, and then a couple of gigs at Western Washington University in Bellingham and Whatcom Jazz Music Arts Center in Bellingham, both of those on Wednesday afternoon and evening, and then down to Tacoma for a performance at Hotel Murano on Thursday and Boxley's in North Bend on Friday, guitarist Mark Elf. And before that, we were listening to Stefan Harris and Blackout from the album Urban Us, or Urbanus, whichever you prefer. And Stefan Harris featured on Vibes there in a tune by Terrion Gully, the drummer, called Tanctified. Stefan Harris is playing Wednesday, part of the Lanhampton Jazz Festival going on next week in Moscow, Idaho, the 48th annual. Also on the bill with Stefan Harris on Wednesday night, Grace Kelly will be performing with her group. She'll also be performing with the big band. On Thursday, Holly Hoffman, Bria Skonberg, and Mashiach Lake. And Friday night, the Jensen sisters, Ingrid and Christine Jensen, will be performing with, also on the same bill, singer Diane Reeves on Friday night. And the Lanhampton Jazz Orchestra plays with Stefan Harris, his special soloist, on Saturday night to wrap up the festival next week in Moscow, Idaho, at the University of Idaho. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, coming to you from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on a Sunday afternoon. We're also streaming at kplu.org. The Portland Jazz Festival is continuing through next week. It ends on Sunday, March 1st. Lee Konitz Quartet is playing this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Nicholas Payton and Billy Childs will be leading their groups tonight. And then the Network Trio with Charnette Moffett, Stanley Jordan, and Jeff Tane Watts, which has been playing this week at Jazz Alley in Seattle, will be at Jimmy Mack's on Monday night. Also, Ralph Bowen Quartet plays at the Old Church. Nancy King and Mary Catterley will be doing a singer's workshop. As we mentioned, Mark Elf Trio is playing. Daryl Grant, Ron Steen, Mark Carey. Jackie Ryan does a tribute to Michel Legrand. David Friesen, Mel Brown, Trio Subtonic, Mike Horsfall, a bunch of great Portland musicians taking part. Julian Lage, Hal Galper, Haley Niswager comes back to her old hometown. Sheila Jordan sings, Cyril Ami will be performing. Ron Carter and Larry Coryell team up in a trio, and Benny Green Trio, Lawrence Hobgood, many, many more, all at the Portland Jazz Festival through next week, ending on Sunday, March 1st. Here's some music from Portland singer and treasure Nancy King. This was recorded at a live session at Jazz Standard in New York City. Nancy didn't know it was being recorded. She didn't know that it was going to come out on an album, which it did. And it's a marvelous snapshot of Nancy King at work with Fred Hirsch at the piano doing a couple of tunes here together.
It's a twofer for you. Je te bête de ba do de te Je vous veux ba do de te Ça va pas on vous veut de ba 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 Oh, day by day, I'm falling more in love with you. And day by day, I want you to know there isn't any end to my devotion. You know it's deeper, dear, by far than any ocean. You'll find that day by day, you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know that I am yours alone, and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, day by day,
Isn't any end to my devotion. You know that it's deeper, dear by far than any ocean. You find that day by day, you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know that I'm yours alone and I'm in love to stay. As we go through the years, oh, day by day, oh, oh.
Oh, the magic happens a lot of times when Nancy King is on stage, that's for sure. That was recorded at the Jazz Standard in New York City with Fred Hirsch at the piano and Nancy King doing Day by Day and My Little Suede Shoes, Charlie Parker's tune. Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. We're going to wrap up today with a tune from the latest issued recording by the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra, which is playing this afternoon in Kirkland and doing a concert with Annette Cohen, the clarinet soloist. We'll have a recording of that concert coming up on upcoming Jazz Northwest show. Right now, here is the co-director Clarence Acox to introduce this next piece by Benny Carter from the Kansas City Suite.
When Count Basie first came to Kansas City, he talks in his book about the fact that he turned a corner onto Vine Street and it was a whole new world of music that was introduced to him. There was blues coming from every club. From that point on, Count Basie played the blues. So therefore, Blue Five Jive.
Thank you.
Blue Five Guy.
From the Kansas City Suite by Benny Carter, contained in the newly issued Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra album Kansas City Suite. The recording was actually made in concert in 2008. Blue Five Jive featured solos by the late Hadley Calliman on tenor sax, Thomas Marriott on trumpet, Randy Halberstadt was the pianist, Milo Peterson on guitar, and Phil Sparks on bass were soloists. As we mentioned, we are recording the Seattle Repertory Jazz Orchestra in concert this weekend, and we'll have music from that performance on a future Jazz Northwest. Also next weekend, we're going to be recording a special Kenny Wheeler tribute at the Royal Room with Steve Tressler, Ingrid Jensen, Katie Jacobson, Jeffrey Keezer, Martin Wind, and John Wecon. We're recording this special tribute for NPR's Jazz Night in America, and we'll also have some of that on Jazz Northwest as well. If you can join us at the Royal Room March 1st and 2nd for this special Kenny Wheeler tribute, I think you're going to hear some wonderful music. I'm looking forward to it myself. I'm Jim Wilkie. This was a Hatch Cover production exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next.